interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjan Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Fazari's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from Columbia Basin Community College in Pasco, Washington, the home of the Columbia Basin Community College Hawks. But tonight, it's the home of the Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors, and the DeSales Irish boys are in town for a Blue Mountain League Conference matchup. It's boys only. It's boys only. There's no girls program at Jubilee Christian Academy. excuse me. I've had a lot of trouble with the old chest cold for about a week and a half now, but we'll muddle through. The Lady Irish are not here tonight's boys only, as I mentioned. DeSales boys at 13-0, 15-1 overall, 13-0 in the conference. Jubilee Christian Academy still looking for their first Blue Mountain League win. According to Greg Fazari, they're playing about medium well right now, to quote Coach Fazari, as they head into the final three games of the Blue Mountain League season. DeSales are in first place, but only one game ahead of Liberty Christian, as tonight starts a three games and 5 day stretch, which will end with Liberty Christian coming to town Tuesday. We're going to take a quick break and come back and give you some Blue Mountain League standings when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
Wait, so your car rolls off a cliff into the ocean?
I'm leaning against the bumper so Kate can take my picture.
And the car starts to roll?
Yeah, I forgot to set the parking brake.
So it rolls off the cliff?
Off the cliff into the ocean, yeah.
Because no one is more focused on getting your car back to normal than your farmer's agent. Describing how you got into an accident can be a lot harder than describing how you got out of one.
So I already got my car back.
Whoa, who's your insurance company?
Farmers Auto Insurance. Get you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego. Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back at Columbia Basin College, home of the Columbia Basin Hawks of the community college classification. But right now it's high school basketball just about getting ready to go here. The Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors at the bottom of the conference. The Irish boys at the top of the conference at 13-0. But right behind them is Liberty Christian at 12-1 as we headed down the stretch in Blue Mountain League play. Tonight, Pomeroy is at Liberty Christian, and then DeSales travels to Pomeroy tomorrow night. We'll have girls and boys action, girls at 5, boys at 6:30 for that one. And then on Tuesday, Liberty Christian comes to town. So if both the Patriots and the Irish take care of business, that matchup on Tuesday from DeSales will be for the outright Blue Mountain League title on the boys' side. On the girls' side, the DeSales girls have already clinched the Blue Mountain League title. We'll talk about more about the girls tomorrow. For the DeSales boys, last weekend, they beat Tri-City Prep over here in Pasco, 60-59 in overtime. They went to Dayton on Saturday and went 75-56, a game they led just 30-29 at the half. And then Tuesday, they beat Touche 62-46. But the Irish boys have not played very well, especially in the first half of ball games. They'll get off to a fast start and then cool off and let the other team back in the game. For example, they led Dayton by one at the half, 30-29. The first time they met Dayton earlier in the year, they were at 50-14 at the half. Against Touche, it was 37-25 at the half, whereas the first time they played Touche, and they did that without three starters playing, they were up 46-14. So Greg Fazzari's got to find a way to get his guys to put teams away and keep them down early. I think one thing that's happening is, you know, obviously the Blue Mountain League is getting a little more familiar with the Irish as they head to the second half of the league season. And DeSales is used to such a high-pressure offense and defense the whole game long. I think early in the season, those other clubs weren't in very good condition, and they just couldn't handle the tempo of the game. They're better able to handle the tempo, plus they're employing a lot of zone defense, which is slowing the pace of the game down. And a zone defense is something you don't always have into your package real early in the season. So as Greg Fazzari's guys face the Blue Mountain League team in the second half of the season, they're finding the road much more tough, but they are undefeated in conference play. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left a dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time, we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental. No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Police officers love them. Firefighters swear by them. They're a favorite of our men and women in uniform over in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're talking about those Danner boots that LNG Ranch Supply has. Danner boots have been America's favorites for more than 70 years now. If you've never owned a pair of Danners, you don't know what you've been missing. Whether it's hiking, hunting, cross-training, work, or casual, Danner boots set the standard, and LNG Ranch Supply has them. LNG Ranch Supply, 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
Hi, Scott Abadjan for Abadjan Motor Sales in Walla Walla. Winter is upon us, and there is no better way to manage through these slick roads than a sport utility vehicle. With over 30 quality used sport utilities in stock, we have the right vehicle to fit your needs. Like a 99 Chevy Tahoe for $99.95. We have used 4Runners, RAV4s, Sequoias, Suburbans, just about any price range to meet your budget. So if winter driving has got you down, check out Abadjan's used SUV collection. Great prices, great values. Everybody gets a great deal at Abadjan Motor Sales, the beautiful Eastgate, Walla Walla.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at Columbia Basin Community College, and Sam Gerla, a name you've heard a lot out at Touche, is now the superintendent out at Jubilee Christian Academy, and as only Sam can do, he is explaining to the approximately 35 people in the gymnasium, most of them the sales supporters, what's going on here tonight. Jubilee Christian Academy, just in case you're not familiar, is a boys school for at-risk youth out on the Broche Orchard Complex near the Snake River, near Fishhook Park. These players, some are there by choice, some are there by not their choice. It's either their jail or whatnot. They have commitments to the Jubilee program to try to get their lives turned around. And winning the games isn't always the main thing for them. It's just trying to get a new start and a positive start on life, and athletics can be a big part of that. They have had some good ball clubs, not necessarily on the basketball court, but their football team went to the state championship game 2 years ago, and they made it to the playoffs this past season. So they've had some success, but the basketball season has been tough for them this year. Starting for the Sales tonight will be Nick Conley, 5'11" senior. Ben Wall, a 6'2" junior, will start. Gavin Sees, 6 foot senior, will start. Nick Richards, a 6 foot senior, will start. And Casey Worth, 5'11" junior, will start. Cesar Lopez is not in the starting lineup tonight. He sprained his ankle against Touche on Tuesday. And if he had to go, if this was a playoff-type game, Cesar would be out there. But Cesar, is very unlikely that you'll see him on the hardwood tonight here at Columbia Basin Community College's campus. For the Jaguars, that was last week. For the Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors, they start Eustacio Acevedo, a 5'10 sophomore. He had 14 points and 5 rebounds the last time these teams played. He is a very talented player. Brian Kelly, a big guy, a 6'2 sophomore. He will start. Josh Rodriguez, a 5'10 senior, will start. Alex Gutierrez, a 5'8 sophomore, will start. And I'll have to wait for the last Jubilee starter. Matt Small, a 5'9 freshman, will start. So only one senior in the lineup for Jubilee Christian. We'll take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Rabies is a fatal viral disease that affects the central nervous system of almost all mammals. Animals contract rabies through the bite of an infected animal or from contact with infected saliva on abraded skin. Prevention is the only way to combat rabies for the protection of your pet and family members. Contact your Walla Walla area veterinarian today for a comprehensive vaccination program for your pets that includes protection against rabies. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Okay, we're ready to go, folks. As we're back, we've got the starting lineup. It's a little bit of an abbreviated pregame. I got here to the gymnasium, and Sam Gerla informed me that he made an executive decision. There was no junior varsity game. It was scheduled, but they did not play it because Jubilee Christian Academy doesn't have enough eligible players to field the team, and so they said, we're going to move the start time up to 7:15, and I can't see a clock from where I'm sitting, and I don't have my watch on, so I don't know what time it is right now, but we are starting a little early, so we rushed through the pregame a little bit. Oh, it's 7:20. Josh Richard is always on the spot with a wealth of information. He's sitting directly to my left, and he supplied me with the time of day. Well, Nick Richard and Eustacio Acevedo will jump it up in the center circle, and Casey Worth controls it. I am courtside. It's an interesting gymnasium here. We'll talk about it in a moment. And the Irish cheerleaders running the cheers down to my left, and Casey Worth gets it baseline to Nick Conley. Reverse lay-in won't go. Rebound tipped out of there and controlled by the Warriors. Jubilee Christian Academy will bring it up court. Eustacio Acevedo with it. Now to Rodriguez. Nick Richard on him. Acevedo with it up high. Now he goes one dribble left, takes a jump shot off the back iron, won't go. Rebound goes through Nick Richard's hands to Rodriguez. His shot off the mark. Rebound Ben Wall. Outlet to Nick Conley. He presses, pushes it up. directly in front of me. Now he's at the top of the key. Swing it right side to Gavin Spieth. Back up top, it goes to Nick Conley. Between the leg with the dribble, right wing, Casey Wood. Three on the way, off the elbow, go. Ben Wallace, the offensive rebound, shot off by Rodriguez. Rodriguez with the block shot. And Acevedo will walk it across the timeline. Acevedo in the front court now. Kelly looking for the ball, can't get open. Acevedo still holding it now, goes to Small. Nat Small, a 5'9 freshman with the ball. In the corner to Kelly. Now to Acevedo. Three on the way. He's got it. And the Jaguars, or the Warriors score first. And Casey Wirth lose the ball out of bounds over in the corner. They stay off his leg. In this community college gymnasium, I am facing about 20 or so rows of bleachers. And behind me, I've got my back against the wall, literally. All the bleachers are on one side of the floor. Steal on the press by Nick Richard. Lets one man up in the air, and Nick lets him go by and lays it in. The Irish get a steal off the press. They trail 3-2, though, to the Warriors here early on. 2 minutes gone. They long pass through court to Kelly. Swing it to Small. The freshman goes up from 12 feet. Off the mark, won't go. Wall with the rebound. I'll let to Nick Conley. Nick pushes it up the right side. Down low to Nick Richard. Tough pass. Saves it to Casey Wood. Casey penetrates. Kick in the corner to Nick Conley. Three on the way. Off the mark. Rebound to Gutierrez. Alex Gutierrez on a two-on-one. Dribbles it off his leg. And Nick Conley comes up with a loose ball. Now we'll come the other way. Gavin speeds up the right wing. Irish down 3-2. Early. Deep right wing, Gavin Spees for three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Brian Kelly. He loses it. Ben Wall ends up with it. He has it ripped away from him by Rodriguez. Rodriguez will cover up, and Coach Alan Griffin says, let's slow it down. And Acevedo will. Acevedo had 14 points and 5 rebounds the last time these teams played. He is a legit offensive threat. Gutierrez deep on the right wing with Gavin Spees on him. Now up high to Kelly. No shot clock in boys high school ball. The Jaguars being very patient. Now Wall's got Kelly in trouble. Here's the pass in the middle, stolen by Wirth. Acevedo chasing. Wirth lets him go by, and then Casey lays it in. But the Irish, after giving up the open three, have two baskets in transition. Irish show pressure, leading 4-3. Acevedo still on the dribble. Picks it up. He's trapped in backcourt, and he'll knock it off Wirth's leg out of bounds. Matt Pizzari and Mike Richard come to check in. Casey Wirth and Nick Richard check out at the 4:38 mark of the first quarter. Sales leading by 1 point here, 4-3. Sales lately has gotten off to great starts and then allowed the other teams to get back in it. Right now, the Irish are not hitting from 3-point range at all. And the Jaguars, the Warriors can take a lead. But they throw it right to Gavin Spees. To Michael Richard. Michael goes the other way. Acevedo fouls him. Michael will shoot 2 free throws. So the Irish defense creating several turnovers here early. And Michael Richard, 6'1 sophomore, had a big game in Pasco here last Friday. 21 points and 8 rebounds against Tri-City Prep. Michael hit the first free throw. And he and his brother Nick scored the last 8 points of overtime as the Irish boys, in the final minute 13, they were down 59-52. Nick Richard hit a 3, and then Michael helped do the rest. They scored 8 points to win it 60-59 in overtime. Michael hits both free throws. The Irish up 6-3. Warriors led it on that Acevedo 3, but the Irish answered with 6 straight points. Acevedo dribbling against basically the whole Irish team. Gets it into front court now, and they cut him off at the foul line. He'll spin and shoot. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound tip. Michael Richard controls it. Now to Spees. Long pass up court to Jake Moore. He can't handle, so goes out of bounds. It was tipped by a Warrior, and then Jake couldn't quite find the handle. Jake cherry-picked the Warriors down in Walla Walla earlier this year and ended up with 20 points in a game that the Sales won easily, 84-21. The referee blows the whistle and sets things up, and the Warriors will try to get it in bounds. They will to Acevedo. Nick Conley and Matt Pizzari on him. Acevedo puts the shoulder down, goes up to the left sideline. And as it's slapped away by Spies, they say last touch by Acevedo. And the coach says, stay in the middle of the floor. When you get up the sideline, they can trap you. Nick Conley will walk it across the timeline now. Zone defense by the Warriors. In the corner to Cesari to back it out on the wing. Now down low to Gavin Spies. Baseline drive leaves it for Michael Richard Lane. Nice drive by Gavin Spies. That's how you attack the zone. You get on the baseline and then pass to the middle. Long up court pass, too long for Small. So Acevedo struggling with the pressure of the Irish right now. Tried the baseball pass, and it was just zipped all the way down the sideline and out of bounds. Irish up 8-3. Casey Worth now will run things from the point as Nick Conley has sat down. Worth is back in the game. In the lane to Spies, dumps it down to Michael Richard. He misses this one, but he's fouled. No, not a foul. 3 second violation. Gavin was about 4 feet away in the lane. Probably should have just taken that shot. By the time he passed it and Michael went up with it, they called 3 seconds on Gavin. All the way to the basket is Acevedo. Leaves it short, though. Jake Moore's got it. Long out left to Gavin Spies. Nobody back for the Warriors. Gavin Spies has got it. And the Irish are up 10-3. Irish scored 10 straight now. Dustin Hirsch, a 5'10 sophomore, has checked in for the Warriors on that last timeout. Gutierrez sat down. Acevedo goes behind the back, stripped by Casey Worth, ahead to Gavin Spies. Gavin Spies lays it in. And we got a timeout on the floor. Warriors want to talk it over. DeSales will not let them get it across half court. 2:36 to go in the first quarter. Sales 12, Jubilee Christian Academy 3. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730, located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at Columbia Basin Community College here in Pasco, Washington. Jubilee Christian Academy's campus is out on the Broche, near the Broche Orchard Complex on the Snake River. They do not have a home gymnasium that's suitable for competition. They do have a practice gym. I've never personally been in it. It's my understanding it's a concrete floor. Pass tips as they try to get it across half court. Rodriguez will get it right at the half court line. The senior pushes it down onto the baseline. Michael Richard forces it in the corner. Now by Acevedo. Acevedo will hold the ball and get his offense set. Four players on the baseline. Acevedo at the top of the key. He wants to drive. Now he's cut off. Picks up his dribble. He's double teamed. Steps the pass to Small. Small, the freshman. Passes it inside for Gutierrez. Off his leg. Speed's got it. Head to Michael Richard. Michael on the run. We'll lay it in. Straight two, says Greg Vazari for the defense, and that's one area where the Irish boys have struggled defensively. They've given up some big numbers to individual athletes in several games of late. Acevedo with it. Down low to Kelly, left wide open, but he lost the ball. Right to Jake Moore. He could have done something with it. Now Moore's pass is stolen by Acevedo. Acevedo in transition. Leans in a tough one up against Moore, and he's going to get the free throws. Acevedo just leaned in and hoped for the whistle, and he got it. That's Jake Moore's first foul on the Sales. And Eustacio Acevedo will shoot two free throws. He had a three-pointer to open the game and the scoring, but since then the Sales have scored 14 straight. Acevedo's first free throw is off the mark. Nick Conley checks in, and Gavin Spee sits down. Nick is a guy who's had struggled offensively this season, but I'll bet you when they need him in the postseason, which is coming up next weekend, they'll have him. Actually, the next weekend, February 12th, starts the Blue Mountain League tournament in Dayton. And Casey Worth shoots a long three, looked down and just said, I'll shoot it, and he misses it. Anyway, the girls of the Sales will not play until Monday or Tuesday of that tournament. The boys will have to win the league championship to get a bye into the Monday-Tuesday games. If they should somehow lose that title to Liberty Christian, the Irish boys would have to play on Saturday. But we'll know more about that tomorrow night. Shot from the corner. Acevedo won't go. Michael Richard goes high for the rebound to Nick Conley. Up the left wing to Casey Wirth. 17 foot on the baseline. He's got it. Casey's got four. And the Irish up 16-4. We're inside a minute to go in the first quarter. I think there's a clock on the wall behind me. I can't see it. There's a clock on the far wall to my left near the Jubilee Christian Academy Warrior basket. Acevedo's picked up his dribble way out front, now to Small. Swing it back to Acevedo. One dribble, shoots over Conley. Shot won't go, rebound Matt Mazzari. 21 seconds to go in the quarter. Nick Conley looks ahead all the way up court to Michael Richard. He'll shoot the 17-footer off the rim. Jake Moore tips it. Kelly and Worth now fighting for it. It's going to go out of bounds. They say last touch by the gold-clad Jaguars. Gold is the dominant color. Purple numbers, white trim. Irish in the road, green with the gold and white trim. Kick out to Fazari. He'll shoot the three. It's good. Right over the front iron. Matt had 14 points against Tucci on Tuesday. Hits his first shot tonight. Irish up 18-4. Acevedo will follow it up from half court. Gets a little bit off the mark. Well, the Warriors scored first, but the Irish have scored most of the points since. They lead 18-4 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM. KHSS.
Loney's Harvest Foods in Southgate is Walla Walla's only locally owned grocery store. And locally owned means old-fashioned values are alive and well at Loney's. They've teamed up with RSVP to offer free home delivery of groceries to senior citizens and the handicapped. Just call your order into RSVP at 527-3278 by Wednesday, and you'll have your groceries delivered on Thursday. How much more convenient can it get? Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate, proud sponsors of DeSales High School Athletics.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, for those of you scoring at home, that Matt Mazzari basket that I called a three was actually a two-point field goal. The Warriors start the second quarter with the ball. Greg Mazzari on his haunches down to my left, exhorting the defense. The Irish playing zone after the timeout of the quarter break. Deep three by Acevedo, who's got it. We've got a foul. Michael Richard got him on the arm. And we don't see this very often, an opportunity for a four-point play by Eustaquio Acevedo. Michael Richard clipped him on the elbow on the three-pointer. 18-7. So Acevedo had 4 points in the quarter, all four of the Jaguars' points. He gets 4 points on that play. He's got eight. The Hoosiers have eight. Down low, Michael Richard. Nobody got back. Nick Conley throws it to him. Richard lays it in. Warriors, I'll just have to keep saying that. Get that tricity grip drag wire thing out of my head. Warriors bring it across the timeline. Acevedo to Gutierrez. Too small. Give and go cut to Acevedo. He's got it. He lays it in. Acevedo just ran right down the middle of the defense. Caught the pass and laid it in. Irish flat-footed. Matt Mazzari drives. He's fouled. That's got to drive the Irish coaching staff crazy, that last sequence. Acevedo passed it on the left wing to Gutierrez, just ran right down the middle of the key, got a pass and laid it in, and then the sales guys just feet in the cement. Didn't catch who that last foul was on, but the free throw by Matt Mazzari is off the mark. Foul was on Acevedo, his second. Matt's second free throw is good. Now he has 3 points. 21-10 to Sales, 6:58 to go in the first half. Acevedo with Nick Conley meeting him at half court. strips him. Nick's on the deck. Acevedo gets it back. Now Fazari strips it. Acevedo gets it back again. Eustachio gets it to Gutierrez. Just small. On the left wing. In the corner to Acevedo. Now Matt Fazari's on him. To Rodriguez. Goes right through his hands. Nick Conley's got it. Gutierrez and small chasing it. Nick goes over the front rim with it. It won't go, but Michael Richards right there at the rebound. Michael's already got 10 points. Nick Conley just struggling all season offensively. Couldn't finish that shot. Acevedo backs it out near half court. Knocked away by Conley. Goes into backcourt. Acevedo gets it back. Behind the back with the dribble. Between the legs with the dribble. Now he gets it off to David Craig, a freshman who's checked in. Kick out to Rodriguez. Shot won't go. Long rebound. Tipped out there to Nick Conley. Long pass up court to Moore. Jake will lay it over the front rim and get his first 2 points of the game. We've got a official's timeout. Oh, we've got a little blood on one of the players. So we'll get that cleaned up. We'll take a quick break. 5:56 to go in the half. DeSales up 25-10. The Warriors with the ball when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at banrbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank, serving the Northwest.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
So Eustachio Acevedo has a little evidence that he's been maybe getting a little hacked out there a little bit. Open wound on the arm. He had to go out with some blood. And the guy guarding him, Mick Conley, he's also out with a little blood. And his father, Tim Conley, the Irish trainer, will get that cleaned up. We're back to live action. Irish in his own defense. Gavin Spees, Mike Richard, Casey Worth, Nick Richard, and Ben Wall on the floor for DeSales. In the corner with the shot is Hirsch. It's an air ball. Long rebound, Michael Richard up court to Casey Worth. 3-on-2, Worth in the lane. Little floater won't go. Rebound tip, foul on the rebound. We'll see what's on. It's on the Warriors, Brian Kelly. DeSales really seems to be working on some different defenses tonight. They're really talking a lot in that zone defense. They lead it 25-10. Gavin Spees lobs it inside to Mike Richard, catches it and scores it. Michael goes up so high, caught it and scored it without coming down. Michael's got 12. Irish lead it 27-10. Hirsch will bring it across the timeline. Acevedo still on the bench. Small with the ball now. Pops the key against Michael Richard. He tries to drive, cut off, gets it to Kelly at the elbow. Now Rodriguez pops the key for three, banks it off the rim, won't go. Rebound, Casey Worth and Ben Wallace rocked it. Worth comes down with it. Casey in the front court, gets by Gutierrez in the corner for Michael Richard for three. Out there, we'll go Gavin Spees with the rebound, and he puts it up and in the middle of the lane. No Warriors blocking out there. Offensive board for the Irish. 29-10, 4:35 to go in the half. The Sales will be at Pomeroy tomorrow night. Kelly up top. Built the ball, got his feet on. He got away with a double dribble. Maybe they say the ball got knocked away from him. Rodriguez behind the back of the dribble, but out front tries to shake and bake, and he's called for fouling. And he slaps the ball down. And the official chooses to ignore that. Matt Fazari checks in. Michael Richards sits down. Michael sits down with 12 first half points. Irish with the ball leading 29-10. 4:10 to go in the first half. Deep left wing to Fazari. He goes all the way to the baseline and the drive and lays it in. No defense there. Matt on the left wing just took it all the way in and laid it up off the glass. 31-10 to Sales. 3:54 to go in the half. Hirsch on the drive, knocked away by Spees, gets it back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, 18-footer straight away, won't go. Rebound, Gavin Spees. Gavin goes behind his back to get it by Gutierrez. That'll work. Worth goes baseline, loses the ball momentarily, gets it to Matt Fazari, who lays it in. The Warriors just can't keep up. There's too many open spaces. and they're just having trouble getting up down the floor right now. 33-10 to sale. Kelly left open from 16 straight away. Off the mark, won't go. Wall with the rebound. Out left to Casey Worth. Worth goes behind his back at the top of the key, down low to Gavin Spees. Goes up in traffic, kicks it out all the way near half court. Nick Richard grabs it. Now to Casey Worth between the circles. Deep right corner to Pizarri. Shot on the way. It's a two again, and Matt's hit two long ones. He's had his foot on the line both times. Matt's got 7 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Timeout on the floor. Exactly 3 minutes left in the first half. The sales up 35-10. Jubilee Christian Academy will have the ball when we come back from 100.7 FM KHSS.
This is a crucial part of the game right here, and they have got to make the right call. Chip, what do you do here?
Well, that's easy. They got to go with the 10,550. You get over 10,000 minutes a month. Then you can go bang right over here, and you get 500 minutes a month free. Or you can go here, or boom, right here, or bang, right here. And it's wide open in all 50 states. You get over 10,000 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Inland Cellular, it's for you.
American West Bank, your local community bank supporting our area youth. Because we believe in the importance of our young people, families, and community. Come discover the difference where our people care. At American West Bank. Bucking the trend of the big bank attitudes, where you can call the bank during the workday and talk to a friendly person instead of an automated answering machine. American West Bank, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of Irish Athletics.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Some fresh faces in for the Warriors. Joey Reyes, a 5'6 sophomore in there, as is Ramiro. Arellano. He's an eighth grader. And he looks it. Romero Arellano. You've got an eighth grader who weighs about 85 pounds. And Nick Richard, an all-state senior linebacker on him. Ball's loose. They try to throw a long one ahead to Nick Conley. It's going to go out of bounds. 35-10 to sales. 2:37 to go in the half. Alex Gutierrez checks it in to Acevedo. The Warriors who are on the court were obviously tired, so they get some fresh guys in there. Brian Kelly, the big 6'2 sophomore, actually has a nice-looking shot. Good rotation on him. He's 6'2", about 230, and he's having a hard time keeping up with the pace. Up high with it is Reyes. Reyes now gives it off to the little eighth grader, Arellano. Now to Acevedo from the corner, off the iron, off the backboard. Won't go. Rebound tipped up by Clark. Still won't go. Now Nick Conley plays it on the end line to Pizarri, to Nick Conley. Jaguars hustle back on defense. Conley checking. Pizarri, Nick Conley. Nick Conley to Jake Moore in the corner to Gavin Spees. He'll shoot the three. Won't go. Long rebound to Pizarri. They'll kick it all the way back out to half court, and they'll reset the offense. So right now, the sales knows they can move in and score anytime they want. They're trying to set patterns and running some different stuff. They swing it to Pizarri. He'll fire the three. He hits it. That time he was behind the line. Matt has 10 in the quarter, 12 for the game. The Irish are up 38-10. Remember, Cesar Lopez is in uniform but not playing tonight. He's got a sprained ankle. If this was a game that was a playoff-type contest, Caesar could have been in the lineup, but they're choosing to rest him. Acevedo holds the ball up between the circles. Now he's in, gets it to Arellano. Back to Acevedo. Irish kind of in a matchup zone. Kind of a in the corner to Acevedo. Goes baseline, puts it up off the glass, and scores it. Acevedo's got 12. The Warriors have 12. 38-12 to sales. Inside a minute to go in a quickly played first half here at Columbia Basin Community College. Tonight it's the home of the Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors. Down low to Nick Conley. He's double teamed, gets it to Jake Moore. Jake puts it up. And got a whistle on the shot, a foul on the Warriors. And the foul is on Joey Reyes, his first. fourth on the Warriors. 16.8 seconds left in the quarter and the half. Jake Moore, 6'2 sophomore, the tallest player on the Irish roster. This is the first free throw. Michael Richard, the guy who plays the tallest, has just checked in at the scores table. He's 6'1", but he can really leap. Matt Fazari will come out. Jake will get the second free throw. It's up and it's good. Irish will not press. Nick Conley calls the defense. Acevedo with Conley on him. 7 seconds, Acevedo. Shake and bank, double team. He picks up his dribble, finds Kelly. Kelly in the lane. Ball's loose, puts it up, and it won't go. A little frustrated, he slaps the ball away as we end the half. 39-12, our score at the half. We'll be back with the halftime totals and some information for you on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You say you're not into veggies? Le Fazari's put you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south-of-the-border treat with zest.
A bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese.
And our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa, and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like you're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia! Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student-athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dalles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
How do today's busy students get all their schoolwork done, participate in school sports, and fit in driver's ed? They call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. State-certified instructors Ron and Laura Long start a new 8-week course and a concentrated 5-week course every month, and they have a choice of class start times and drive times. Walla Walla Defensive Driving offers the advantage of small class sizes and the choice of a relaxed 8-week course length to allow students a better chance to absorb the course material. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back at the half in Jubilee Christian Academy. Superintendent of Schools, Sam Gerler, informing the fans of a variety of information. Greg Fazari, instead of taking his team to the locker room, is keeping him out here and they're having a little half-court walkthrough, working on some things. They lead it comfortably 39-12. Well, the Warriors scored first. Eustacio Acevedo hit a three. The Irish went on a 12-point run. Then Acevedo hit a free throw to make it 12-4. And the Irish closed out the quarter with six straight to lead it 18-4. Then Acevedo hit a three and was fouled and completed the four-point play to double his total and the Warriors' total at eight. It was 18-8. But then the Irish would outscore the Warriors after that, 21-8 in the quarter to lead by the commanding margin of 39-12. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Blue Mountain League schedule this weekend and a little bit of preview of the playoff picture. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For more than 50 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Low-pressure salespeople, high customer satisfaction ratings, and tightly controlled overhead. Just a few of the reasons why Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automobile business for so long. Dale Graves, Inc. Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
As I drive the lonesome road, I recall a tale of old.
The day my heart and how we met as I merge right.
You idiot!
It was destiny, for we both had Farmers Insurance and would soon be back on the road.
Move it, moron!
Oh, how she burns for me.
Farmers, get you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego. Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh Paint and Stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Take a quick look at the Blue Mountain League standings as we head into the last weekend of action. And then there'll be games on Tuesday as well. The Irish boys are 13-0. Now keep in mind, the top five teams qualify for the Blue Mountain League tournament. If you finish in the top three, you're guaranteed a district tournament berth. DeSales is 13-0. Liberty Christian just one step behind at 12-1. Pomeroy is at 10-4. Tri-City Prep is at 9-5, and Dayton and Waitsburg are each at 6-8. Touche Prescott and Jubilee Christian Academy are out of the postseason playoff hunt. Other games tonight, Waitsburg is at Dayton, and that is a key game. Those guys are tied for the fifth and final playoff berth. That game is at Dayton, which will also be the site of the Blue Mountain League tournament. Pomeroy is at Liberty Christian. Pomeroy has a tough road to hoe. They have lost twice to Tri-City Prep, so any tiebreakers for that third spot will go to Tri-City Prep. Pomeroy finished their season tonight in Richland against Liberty Christian and then at home tomorrow night against the Sales, the top two teams in the conference. Other games tonight, Tri-City Prep is at Touche. Tomorrow night, Jubilee plays Tri-City Prep. Liberty Christian travels to Waitsburg. Prescott is at Touche, of course, the Sales is at Pomeroy. And then looking all the way ahead to the final night of the season, Prescott is at Dayton in a game that could have playoff implications for the Bulldogs. Touche's at Jubilee Christian Academy. And then what could be the game for the Blue Mountain League championship, regular season championship, Liberty Christian comes to DeSales. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. The girls' picture is a lot clearer. They are 9-0 in the conference. They have already clinched the conference title. So what does that mean in the Blue Mountain League tournament, which starts at Dayton High School on Friday? Well, I've got the bracket right in front of me. On the girls' side, number 5 will play number 4 on Saturday. And on the boys' side, number 4 will play number 5. And number 3 in the girls will play number 2. And number 3 in the boys will play number 2. Then on Monday night, or Monday afternoon and evening, there'll be games on the girls' slate for the number 3 and 4 spots to district, followed by the number 1 and 2 spots to district. The Lady Irish are already in that game. They will play at 7 o'clock Monday night in the postseason. The Irish boys, if they should end up second in the conference, they would play at 7 p.m. on Saturday. If they win the conference, they will not play until Tuesday. As the weekend unfolds, we'll know more about exactly where the teams fall. Then the district tournament, if you want to look all the way ahead to that, which is fun to do, that starts on February 18th at Walla Walla Community College. That's a Friday. There'll be 2 boys games and 2 girls games, and then on Saturday there'll be 3 girls games and 3 boys games, also at Walla Walla Community College. And then on Monday the 21st, still at Walla Walla Community College, there'll be 1, 2, 3 four, five, six more games. So the first 3 days of the district tournament all being played at Walla Walla Community College, and that's neat for the fans in Walla Walla. Usually it's 1 or 1.5 days in Walla Walla and the rest of the tournament in Pullman. Well, that's a look at the playoff brackets. We'll be right back with the halftime stats and second half action on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
Have you heard about the Garrison Middle School Track Project? It's an effort to build a 400-meter all-weather rubberized track facility at Garrison for the students and the community. This project is being pursued by a group of volunteers affiliated with the Blue Mountain Community Foundation, citizens, parents, business professionals, and contractors committed to raising $250,000 to get the project done by next fall. If you're interested in helping out or supporting the Garrison Middle School Track Project, please call Craig Nelson at 520-7360 or Steve Gerling at L&G Ranch Supply.
Hi, Scott Abadjan for Abadjan Motor Sales in Walla Walla. Winter is upon us, and there is no better way to manage through these slick roads than a sport utility vehicle. With over 30 quality used sport utilities in stock, we have the right vehicle to fit your needs. Like a 99 Chevy Tahoe for $99.95. We have used 4Runners, RAV4s, Sequoias, Suburbans, just about any price range to meet your budget. So if winter driving has got you down, check out Abadjan's used SUV collection. Great prices, great values. Everybody gets a great deal at Abadjan Motor Sales, the beautiful East State Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back for the start of the second half. The Ice Boys will start the second half with the basketball leading 39-12. Casey Worth loses it, slips out of his hands as he went up on the baseline, and here come the Warriors. Acevedo had all 12 of Jubilee's points in the first half, brings it across the timeline. He also led them in rebounding with three, as they got only six rebounds, were outscored out-rebounded 19-6. Roll on Kelly. His pass for Reyes goes out of bounds. The Warriors turn it over. Scoring for DeSales in the first half. Nick Richard with two. Jake Moore with three. 4 points for Casey Worth. 6 points for Gavin Spees. And 12 each for Michael Richard and Matt Fazari. Greg Fazari calls the Gonzaga play. Maybe this is the one they worked on at halftime. Up top, Nick Conley. Swing it to Spees. Down low to Ben Wall. Double team. Shot knocked away. Kelly's got it to Reyes, then slots away by Nick Richard. Goes out of bounds off Nick Richard. Warriors will inbound. Ramiro Arellano, the 5'3", eighth grader, is in the lineup to start second half for the Warriors, along with Gutierrez, Acevedo, Kelly, who started the first half, and Joey Reyes, also off the Warrior bench. For DeSales, Nick Conley, Casey Worth, Ben Wall, Gavin Spees, and Nick Richard. Worth steals it from Gutierrez. Casey, the junior, pushes it the other way. Gutierrez gets back and gets it front. Swing it to Nick Richard. He'll fire the three and hit it. Nick just sized it up. I was looking straight from behind his big, broad shoulders, and he just followed through and hit it. 42-12 to sale. 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Acevedo spins in the lane, hits the deck hard. No call. Conley ahead to Gavin Spees, lets the defense go by and lays it in. Acevedo worked very hard on that last drive. Diced and sliced, but the Irish kept their feet. Who just made that basket? Gavin Spees, that's what I thought. He's got eight. Shot inside by Acevedo on the penetration. He's got the first Warrior points in the second half. 44-14. Quickly the other way. Casey Worth off the glass, but left short. Acevedo with the rebound. Eustacio Acevedo. Nick Conley moving the feet in front of him. Acevedo gets by him to the elbow. Tough leaner, or fadeaway, excuse me, won't go, and it's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. Irish ball leading 44-14. Coming to the scorers table is Dustin Hirsch for the Warriors. In the corner, it goes to Casey Worth. Long shot. Won't go. Backside rebound by Gavin Spees. Gavin puts it in. Gavin's got 10 points. 46-14 to Sale. Estacio Acevedo. The Warriors coming off the best effort of the season. Tuesday, they were at Moses Lake Christian and trailed just 44-38 early in the fourth quarter before losing that one. But tonight, no match for DeSales. Quickly the other way. Casey Worthley, way short, got the backboard, nothing else. Then Ben Wall gets the rebound. He's fouled by Kelly. Casey Worth is attacking the rim on the right side and can't quite get the shots to drop. The foul's on Brian Kelly. Ben Wall, who did not score in the first half, but got four rebounds, hits the first free throw. Ben's a good free throw shooter. The Irish 5 of 7 now for the free throw line. The Warriors are 2 of 3. And in the game comes David Craig, the freshman, and Dustin Hirsch, a 5'10 sophomore. Kelly sits down, as does Gutierrez. Josh Rodriguez, a 5'10 senior, started the game, and Nate Small, a 5'9 freshman, were pulled out midway through the second quarter and haven't played since. Ben Wall hits both free throws, and for his efforts, he'll sit down as we have a substitution. Michael Richard checks in. Michael and Matt Pizzari with 12 points each to lead the Sales in the first half. Irish up 48-14. Acevedo across the timeline. Nick Conley checking in. Left-handed dribble. Gets trapped, gets the ball back, now dribble out on the left wing. Between the leg, drives in, scoop shot to the hoop, won't go, rebound Nick Richard. Nick Richard outlets to Nick Conley, down court, Michael Richard, up over Elano, and the shot won't go, we got a foul. We have an eighth grader and a ninth grader trying to defend Michael Richard down low there. And the foul's going to be on David Craig, the 5'7 freshman. Michael Richard will shoot two. And first free throw is good. Trying to look down the end of the Sales bench and see if they've got any of the JV guys in there. They John Thomas is here and Brendan Sherry. And Brendan, as I speak, is set to check in. Michael Richard hits both free throws, 50-14 our score. This would have been a game where you probably could have brought up pretty much your whole JV squad. But the varsity guys need to work too. Acevedo missed a shot, rebound Michael Richard. Baseball pass up court, Gavin Speeds. First lane won't go. Jake Morris final won't go. Reyes with the rebound. Acevedo. Band-aid on that right elbow. Two of them crisscross. One of them's about to fall off. Get it to Reyes now at the elbow. Hold the ball, gets himself up in the air and travels. A little frustration there for Joey. Got the purple and gold headband. Gavin Spees will sit down and Brendan Sherry comes in. Brendan, a 6-foot senior, his first action tonight. Irish up 50-14, 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Nick Conley swing it to Matt Pizzari all the way out on the wing, down low to Jake Moore, dumps it for somebody, I couldn't see who. I think it was Michael Richard. When you're courtside like I am, sometimes, especially with the three official crews, my views block, I think it was Michael Richard who hit the bucket. He's got 16 now to lead all scores. Hirsch with it at the elbow. Sherry on him, now to Reyes on the give and go on the back door cut. He's down close to the basket, won't shoot it. He's called for 3 seconds. He did a nice job. He flashed up to the elbow. The Irish defense overplayed, so he cut to the basket, got the pass, and then was afraid to go up with the shot. Got to go up with it. Nick Conley in the front court, but the back door cut was a good fundamental move. Up top to Sherry, down low to Jake Morley. A nice pass by Brendan Sherry. Little high-low game there. Hit Sherry at the high post, hit Jake Moore at the low post for the basket. Irish are up 54-14. Acevedo will fire a deep three right as he comes up. Won't go. Rebound Conley. Put the defense on the pass, but it's tipped out of bounds. They say last touch by the Irish. It was intended for Brendan Sherry. Brian Kelly checks in, and I think I heard him right. He sends the young eighth grader, Ramiro Arellano, out of the game. I'm pretty sure he called him Abu. And if he did, I think that wasn't that the name of the little monkey on Aladdin? About an 80-pound eighth grader on the team. Acevedo with the steal, turns, goes hard to the basket, he's fouled. He strips, I think it was Jake Moore up the right sideline, and then turned and went hard to the basket. Three green shirts collided with him. So good hustle by Eustacio Acevedo. The 5'10 sophomore will shoot two free throws. The foul was on, we're not sure who, that's our, Jake Moore picked up his second. In fact, the Sales has just two fouls in this game, and both of them are on Jake. Acevedo, he's a good player. He's got 15 points now, all 15 points for the Warriors. He's 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Showing a lot of class. He's out there pretty much all the time tonight, though he did have to come out with that bloody elbow. He misses the second free throw, and Brendan Sherry gets the rebound. Michael Richards going to race the other way, and Acevedo chases him down and stops him and gets the rebound off the missed shot. I always try to look at the players on the other team and say, who's a guy on that club I'd like on my club, a guy I'd like to coach? And Acevedo's one of those guys. He plays hard all the time. We got a whistle away from the ball. We got timeout. Timeout Warriors, 54-15. DeSales leads it with 1:54 to go. The Warriors will have the ball when we come back. I'm on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, I'm sure the Jubilee Christian Academy coaching staff is saying, hey, let's give Eustacio Acevedo some help here. He's got all of our points. David Craig, the freshman, will inbound it to Acevedo. Few of the Warrior fans trying to cheer their team on. Acevedo looking for a cutter. Nobody there worth on him. Now Reyes comes to the ball. Well, now to Craig, or Kelly, excuse me. He'll shoot the shot. Won't go. Follows his own. The big guy goes inside, scores it. I tell you what, Brian Kelly is 6'2", about 230, and he can do some things if he chooses to play hard. That time he followed his shot hard, had a nice move going down the middle. We'll see if that gets him fired up. 54-17 to Sales. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Worth looks at a three, now dribbles in the lane. Dumps it down low for Richard. Nice pass by Casey Worth. Drew the defense, put the ball up high, dropped it down low. Grandpa Sam Fazzari clapping. He liked that. That was nice basketball the other way. Unselfish. Michael Richard with 18 points now. That on a nice assist by Casey Worth. Kelly to Eustacio Acevedo. He'll fire a long one over. And he hits it. He's got 17. 56-19. The Sales. And inside a minute now in the third quarter. Worth walks it up the right wing. Now finds Jake Moore at the foul line. One dribble, dumps it down for Brendan Sherry. Brendan, I think the ball goes out of bounds. I think Brendan thought he was going to shoot it. Once you get yourself in the air, you should shoot the ball. And they tell Jake. Jake nods his head and heads the other way. So the Sales turns it over. And 35 seconds to go in the third. Acevedo will bring it across the timeline. Casey Worth meets him there. Worth slaps it away, and it goes to to Matt Fazzari. So Acevedo, a little lackadaisical there with the ball, and Worth stripped him. Fazzari looks inside, lobbed down low. Michael Richard catches it and scores it. Michael just caught it and scored it. A nice athletic play, albeit against the 5'7 freshman, David Craig, who was trying to guard him. Michael's got 8 in the quarter, 20 for the game. Acevedo did 3 at the buzzer, won't go. We've got 8 minutes left. The Sales up 58-19 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
There's a bank they call Community. The reason's clear to see. Strong like you and me. Independent, a bank built on a small town dream. So believe,
so believe,
believe in the power.
Local money working for local people.
Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're back, and I was pausing there. The Warriors got ready to start the fourth quarter. They had six guys on the floor. They got that squared away, and the Warriors will have the ball. And Hirsch misses the first shot of the fourth quarter. Jake Moore gets the rebound. Now to Matt Fazzari. In the front court, John Thomas is in the game. And 5'8 junior up off the JV squad. To Michael Richard, down low to Brendan Sherry, and he's called for traveling. His first attempt was partially blocked. He tried to reverse it and called for the travel. Jake Moore, Michael Richard, couple of sophomores, Matt Fazzari, a senior, Brendan Sherry, a senior, first year in the basketball program, and John Thomas, a junior off the JV squad. Acevedo will walk up, take a long jumper, and it goes off the bottom edge of the, hit the bottom edge of the front rim, if that's possible, and went straight down and out of bounds. Josh Rodriguez is back in the game. The 5'10 senior started, taken out midway in the second quarter, and hadn't played till now. Thomas, long cross-court pass to Fazzari. Lob inside to Jake Moore behind the defense. Catches it, but he's too far in the basket. Gets it to Sherry. Falls loose. Sherry gets it back. Shoots up an eight-footer. Won't go. Kelly with the rebound. Acevedo will walk it up court. 58-19 to Sales. 6:50 to go in the game. Down low to Kelly. Turns on Richard and hits it on the baseline. And Brian Kelly's got 4 points all in the second half. He's hit two of the last three Warrior baskets. And I tell you, he can play when he chooses to. He's got some skills. Down low to Moore. He goes baseline and passes it out front to nobody. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball. Jake Moore, a lot of mustard on that pass, and nobody wanted to touch it for either team, and it rolls all the way down to the other end of the floor, where the Warriors will now inbound under their basket. So a chance for the Warriors to make a to score twice in a row here. They run the inbound play, looking at now small on the baseline. The freshman shoots it up. It won't go. Rebound for Fazzari. That's what the Warriors have got to do more. I think they just stand and watch Acevedo play. All of them just got to take the shots. You can't shoot if you don't score. Yeah, no, you reverse that. You can't score if you don't shoot. Josh Richard making fun of me now. You can't score if you don't shoot. And there's a shot by the Irish. No basket, they say, but there's a foul. I'm sure I'll hear about that comment tomorrow. The foul is on number 21. Matt Small. Free throws for Michael Richard. He missed the first one. DeSales has not scored 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Nick Conley will check in as Michael Richard hits one of two. And we'll sit down with 21 points. 59-21 DeSales. Acevedo Oh, I was on 51, not 21. Okay. 51 is Josh Rodriguez. Acevedo with the ball at the elbow. Fazari right on him. Nobody coming to the ball. Now we got a 5-second call. And one thing the Warriors don't do is they don't show a lot of frustration. They just make the mistake and head the other way. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I've seen other Warrior teams do that. Sometimes they get frustrated. And John Thomas got tripped up by the white line out there. He gets back on his feet. Now they get him the ball. Now to Jake Moore, swing it to Fazari for three. He's got it. Matt had 14 against Tucci in a good offensive night. He had 12 in the first half. That's his first bucket of the second half. And his second three-pointer, he's got 15 points. 5:09 to go. Irish up 62-21. Shot inside by big Brian Kelly. They got inside to Kelly. He's got all four of the Warriors' points here in the fourth quarter. Our view gets blocked a lot here at the scores table by the officials. I'm just guessing that was Kelly. Long shot by John Thomas. Won't go Kelly with the rebound. Now left to Acevedo. Brian Kelly, I like what I see from him here in the second half. Scored 6 points now. Acevedo, double pump, scoop to the hoop, won't go. Moore with the rebound off to Matt Fazari. Looks over at his dad, Greg, the Irish head coach, and gets the play call out of John Thomas. Thomas finds Sherry down low to Nick Conley. Conley can't hit it, but he's fouled. Brendan Sherry, nice pass in there. The foul is on Rodriguez. 4 on the Warriors here in the second half. And Nick Conley, who's yet to score in the game, will shoot 2 free throws. Nick has struggled offensively, and that's a good example. He had a good look at a lane. It was in traffic. He just put it up too hard. He hits the first free throw. Irish up 63-23. Second one is also good. The first time these teams met is 84-21. Tomorrow at Pomeroy. Boys were only ahead of Pomeroy 30-25 at the half the first time they played, and Pomeroy had 2 senior starters on suspension. Those guys are back, so, and Pomeroy's always tough at home. Steal inside by Brendan Sherry. Up court to Nick. Actually, that's John Thomas, and John is called for palming the ball. He couldn't quite get control of the pass. And we've got a sub in for the Irish. Ben Wall's going to check in for Nick Conley. Nick says, who, me? And he'll jog over the bench. Acevedo goes between the legs of the dribble, just working on his ball handling. No pressure from the defense. Matt Fazari waits for him at the top of the key. Now Craig comes with the ball at the elbow. Faces up, shoots from 16, off the elbow, go. Knocks the rebound away, but Ben Wall's got it. But Craig, he's confident this half. Matt Fazari will bring it into front court. Cross it over to John Thomas. He'll fire the 3 on the right wing, off the iron, rolls around and drops. Nice soft touch for John Thomas. Hit the front of the rim, bounced up, hit the rim again, and dropped in. Nice touch for John Thomas. So John gets in the book. Now Brendan Sherry needs to score. Ball taken away by Fazari. Matt will lock it up court. Gets Sherry into the scoring book. Every player who's been in the game will have scored. And Sherry loses it down low. Acevedo's got it. Thomas swipes at it. Acevedo's still with it. All the way to the way, and he scores it. Eustacio Acevedo's got 19. He's fun to watch. 67-25 to Sales. 2:50 to go in the game. Deep right side to Thomas for 3 again. He's got it. John Thomas has hit a couple 3s. And his sister Lindsay, the cheerleader, likes that effort from her little brother. Lindsay the senior, John the junior. Acevedo holds the ball however half the elbow. Now to Josh Rodriguez. Ball goes off his leg, but right to Acevedo. Leaves it to Clark. He'll shoot from 16. Left a little short. Air ball chased down by Sherry. Head to Matt Fazari. We're down to the 2:10 mark. Let's see if they try to get the ball to Brendan. The Sales player hasn't scored yet. Jake Morris got it at the top of the key. Penetrates, dumps it to Ben Wall. Ben Wall goes up strong and scores the basket. Ben's got four. Irish up 72-25. Reyes and Craig set to check in for the Warriors. Acevedo at the top of the key picks up his dribble. Now to Rodriguez. He'll shoot from 18 straight away. It rolls and drops. Off the iron, rolled, hit the glass, and he got it to drop. Rodriguez, first points of the game. Warriors having a little bit of offensive success here in the fourth quarter. They trail at 72-27. Got 8 points in the quarter. Cesari on the baseline. Eight-footer spins out, stays out, ball tipped. Thomas will get it. He'll walk up. One of the Warrior players thought they had the ball. Thomas playing a little 5-on-4. John pulls up from 15 feet. And John, after missing his first shot, has hit 3-0. I've got a timeout on the floor. 1:08 to go in the game. Irish up 74-27 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730, located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Buy like an employee now through February 5th at your Ford Connection, Pendleton Ford, and Ford of Walla Walla. Save thousands with the employee discount, like a new 2004 Ford Ranger XLT Supercab 4x4 fully loaded with auto transmission with the upgraded Tremor sound package. MSRP's at $25,020 minus the employee discount of $28.95 minus $3,000 in rebate. You pay only $19,125 plus all applicable fees. Save $58.95. Buy like an employee through February 5th at your Ford Connection, Pendleton Ford, and Ford of Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Warriors are working the ball offensively as they come back after the timeout. We've got a whistle as Gutierrez took the shot, went up off the rim. Not sure why they stopped play, but they did. I think the ball hit the top of the backboard off the carom. Inside a minute to go in the game now. Matt Fazzario pushing the front court to get in the corner to Sherry. He'll shoot the three off the iron. Straight up will go for Fazzari. The rebound blocked out by Acevedo. A little eighth grader. Armando's got it. Ahead to Reyes. Reyes shot blocked by Jake Moore. Controlled by John Thomas. 15 seconds to go. They're going to try to get it to Sherry, but the Irish lose the ball. Well, I was hoping little Ramiro Arellano, the boy they call Abu, would have gotten a shot up there, but instead he passed it off. The Warriors will have the ball here in the final 10 seconds. Acevedo is going to pull up for three straight away. Off the air, won't go. Ben Wall for rebound. Where's Brendan Sherry? He's got the ball. 2 seconds. Brendan comes across half court, fires it up, leaves it just a bit short. That's the ball game. The Irish win it 74-27. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
This is a crucial part of the game right here, and they have got to make the right call. Chip, what do you do here?
Well, that's easy. They got to go with the 10,550. You get over 10,000 minutes a month. Then you can go bang right over here, and you get 500 minutes a month free. Or you can go here, or boom, right here, or bang, right here. And it's wide open in all 50 states. You get over 10,000 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Inland Cellular, it's for you.
Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at banrbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank, serving the Northwest. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills. Pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Jubilee Christian Academy's Warriors had two or three bright spots in this game. They scored first on a Eustacio Acevedo three. Acevedo started the second quarter by hitting a three and getting fouled to complete a four-point play. And then Brian Kelly, big 6'2 sophomore, got going and scored some points in the second half. But other than that, it was all DeSales. They outscored the Warriors 18-4 in the first quarter, 21-8 in the second quarter to lead 39-12 at the half. They outscored the Warriors 19-7 in the third quarter and 16-8 in the fourth quarter. The Irish boys go to 14-0 in the conference with two games left, 16-1 on the season, and should at least, well, they've got Pomeroy tomorrow night. I was going to say they'll maintain their number four ranking in the state, but they've got Pomeroy tomorrow night. The Warriors, they have two more chances to win a league game. They play Tri-City Prep tomorrow and finish their season against Touche on Tuesday. Well, that's the scoring summary, and the records for both clubs will be back with the scoring totals and other statistics on 100.7 FM KHSS.
American West Bank, your local community bank supporting our area youth, because we believe in the importance of our young people, families, and community. Come discover the difference where our people care. At American West Bank, bucking the trend of the big bank attitudes, where you can call the bank during the workday and talk to a friendly person instead of an automated answering machine. American West Bank, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of Irish Athletics.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mama mia!
Fazari's finest and Fazari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dalles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com. Do you know someone?
We're back at Columbia Basin Community College, home of the Columbia Basin Community College Hawks, but tonight it was the home to the Jubilee Christian Academy Warriors, but they fall to defeat tonight 74-27 to the DeSales Irish. No girls game, just a single game tonight. Let's look at the totals, and you can keep in mind your possible choice for our Dairy Queen player of the game. Scoring for the Warriors, 2 points for Josh Rodriguez, 6 points for Brian Kelly, and then 19 points for Eustacio Acevedo, the 5'10 sophomore. He had all their points in the first half. Kelly hit a bucket in the second quarter, and then actually Acevedo only had 2 points in the fourth quarter. Scoring for DeSales, 2 points for Nick Conley, 4 points for Casey Worth, 4 points for Ben Wall, 5 points for Jake Moore, 5 points for Nick Richard, 8 points for John Thomas, the freshman at two, or excuse me, the junior up off the JV squad, hit two threes and a 2-point basket in the fourth quarter. And then three players in double figures, 10 points for Gavin Spees, 15 points for Matt Fazari, and 20 points for Michael Richard, the 6'1" sophomore. He likes it in Pasco. Last week in an overtime win against Tri-City Prep, he had 21 as well. Free throw shooting. The Warriors 3 of 5 from the line. The Irish 11 of 14. The Irish shoot 58% from the field. The Warriors just 26%. 41 rebounds for DeSales. Just 12 rebounds for the Warriors. Ben Wall led DeSales with 8 boards. Eustacio Acevedo had 5 rebounds to lead his team, as well as in scoring, as I mentioned, with 19. The Irish did commit more turnovers than the Warriors unofficially, 16 to 14. We'll take one more break, wrap things up when we come back, and name our Dairy Queen Player of the Game when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts. Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Do you have a teenager who will be driving soon? Be prepared for sticker shock. Not for the car, for the auto insurance premium. Ron and Laura Long at Walla Walla Defensive Driving can help you. As state-certified driving instructors, they know that their driver's education courses can play a pivotal role in teaching your teen the driving skills needed on today's roads to keep safe, legal, and citation-free, which in turn will minimize your insurance premiums. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back, and the Irish players starting to come out of the locker room after a 74-27 win in a game like this. And coach says, hey, let's get everybody in the game and nobody get hurt. Well, Cesar Lopez, the one guy on the Irish squad that they really, well, all the guys, you don't want to lose him, but he's the one guy they can't afford to lose. He leads them in every statistical category. He did not play in this game as he had the sprained ankle coming in, but if it would have been a real key game, he could have played. So nobody did get hurt. They played well and won 74-27. Our Dairy Queen player of the game, I'm going to go with John Thomas. He hasn't gotten one yet this year, and this junior up off the JV team hit a couple of nice threes and hit a long two and had 8 points in his brief moments in the game in the fourth quarter. So he did a nice job offensively. So John Thomas is our Dairy Queen player of the game. The Irish go to 14-0 in the conference, 16-1 on the season. We'll be in Pomeroy tomorrow night. Girls at 5, boys at 6:30. Should be a couple of good ones. Thank you for listening. Please support all our great sponsors. Great job back at the studio by Daniel. One more time, our final score, DeSales 74, Jubilee Christian Academy's Warriors 27. So until tomorrow night from Pomeroy, this is Mike Spees saying God bless. Enjoy your weekend, and we send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Postal Annex Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.